The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast today. And today I wanted us to take a little bit of time thinking about the call of God. It's important for every Christian to know that God has called them. There was that call to salvation, call to turn from our sin and put our trust in Jesus. But of course we know that God's call came to many people in many ways in terms of the work that he had prepared for them to do. And I just want us to have a little look at Jeremiah chapter 1 as we consider God's call upon our lives. Now, the first thing I notice in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7 is this. I see that when the word of God comes, he tells Jeremiah, I called you before even you were born, or at least, yes, when you were in the womb, I called you and I ordained you. I planned the purposes I had for you. And you know, that's very reassuring because there's a great deal of confidence in knowing that God has called us. There are people who really they call themselves, they're self-appointed, and that is never going to be fruitful in Christian life and ministry. We do need to know that God is the one who has called us. And so Jeremiah has this assurance, look, even when you were not fully formed, I had called you. The second thing that comes out of the call of Jeremiah is that he says, Lord, I cannot speak, for I am a child. There are a number of people in the Bible called by God who felt inadequate for the task that God had given them to do. And I would say that, in fact, is almost a qualification for doing the will of God. If you respond to God's call with the, oh, I can do this, then there's a terrible danger that you will seek to work out that call in your own strength and with your own skills and gifts, and that is not going to work effectively. So humility, a sense of, Lord, I believe you're calling me, but I don't know how this is going to work and happen. That's always a good place to be. Now we know that there is a danger that that can be overdone in the sense that some are actually saying, I don't feel able to do it, and therefore find somebody else. Moses seemed to act a bit that way, but we know that God dealt with him. Gideon certainly reacted, Lord, I feel a bit like a child. How can I do this work? But you don't have the sense, like with Moses, that he's objecting. He's simply stating that as he sees it, he feels so inadequate. So make sure that if you're feeling inadequate, never use it as an excuse to say no to God. Whatever he's calling you to do, he will give you the ability to do it. And when you feel inadequate but want to do his will, well, that's the best place to be. Now, another factor I see in the call of God to Jeremiah is that the word comes, be not afraid, do not be afraid of their faces. I am with you. You know, that's a very, very important part of God's call, because the reality is that we will face opposition. And sometimes we'll face opposition from surprising places. People who we didn't expect would be awkward, difficult, have questions, try to undermine us. Oh, they can come even from people you thought you really trusted. So as part of God's call to have the assurance, do not be afraid. This is very important. Joshua, he was told, be strong and courageous. Many a servant of God was encouraged to believe for God's presence and not to give in to the fear of man. It's an important part of the call. God will strengthen us. Another part of the call, which I think is very important, is this. The word of God says, "Behold, I put my words in your mouth." Now, that's always very important. If God has called you to lead in any way, called you to serve in the body of Christ, to have that assurance that he is actually going to give you what to say, this is a very, very precious thing. Now, of course, sometimes we know what God wants us to say because we've waited upon him at perhaps some length. We've been praying, maybe fasting, seeking the face of God, and therefore he will give us what to say. But sometimes the call of God and the voice of God will come in the moment. Many times I've been in a situation where I've needed to know right in that moment, Lord, what do I say? There's been no warning, no notice, and it's good to know that God will place his word into our hearts. Now, it's also important just to recognize that God is going to watch over his word. He will bring it to pass. When you've been called by God, God knows all about you. He knew you even before you were born. He wants to give you victory over fear. He wants to encourage you in your sense of inadequacy that his hand is on you. And he wants you to only fear him and not to fear men. He will take your words that he has put in your mouth and he'll make you a blessing. The call of God, very encouraging. We're going to have a second look at Jeremiah in the next podcast, but for now, I leave it there. May God bless you and be content and be at peace with God's call upon your life. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.